Hurts my lips. Yes, that's right. It's Winter Olympics time here on the Download 720 WGN. You know, one of the big issues, I was saying this throughout the show, that I'm very into the Winter Olympics this year. This is something that every year I enjoy the Winter Olympics. My family is not. So I have no one to talk to about it. And when we have show nights, I never actually get a chance to see what happens. And it's somehow sometimes hard to tell what the results were because you weren't there. But that's why we have Molly Green. Molly Green, of course, did this for the Summer Olympics. She did it for the Cubs a couple years back, where she watches. So we don't have to, even though we want to. We're at work. Molly, so tonight was a big night in the Winter Olympics, and you've got a lot of notes, I've been told.
Yep, and I'm really into it.
All right, good. So am I.
Yeah, so as Mike Tirico said, we've got a lot to get to tonight. That's as exciting as he gets.
Well, what were the events tonight? What were the big events in primetime?
So the women's giant slalom, so this is the debut of Michaela Schifrin. Mm. So we saw the first run, and then at 11:30 tonight, so if you hurry and get home, you can watch her the second run and see if she wins the gold. She's in the spot two right now.
Is that a live event? Is that taped? Do we know if she won or not?
Yeah, it's live.
Oh, it's live. Okay.
Yeah, it's live. So it's I don't know. It's around 1 o'clock in the afternoon there right now,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
They're 15 hours ahead. So we get to see a lot of live events, which I've enjoyed this time.
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried because I thought it was going to be a lot of, you know, during the daytime they tell me who wins the gold, and then I just kind of have to watch it at night like they did summer, but maybe it was in Sochi. But it's actually been pretty clean and pretty smooth for them. I've been getting alerts and what have you right after it happens. So that's good.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I've enjoyed that. I've had to, the past few times, like, hide from the news, and you guys can't do that, obviously. So you can't avoid it. So we had that, and during that, so Bodie Miller is doing the commentary, and there's a lot of like these skier dudes that are in their late 30s who this is like their first year being out of the Olympics, and they're working for NBC, and it's usually fun to hear them, but Bodie Miller is like, I don't know, he's not fun. He's very serious. He's very deadpan. And I want him to be, you know, there was really these stories about him living in his car or like a shack in the woods and just skiing all the time. Like, I want some of that. But this is, he's just like a businessman or something.
It's
very straightforward.
I think it's Johnny Mosley did the slot, like the bumpy skiing.
Yeah, he's
earlier.
Great.
And he sounds like the turtle from Finding Nemo. He's a little bit like, oh, far out. That's rad, bro. Like, that's how he talks.
Which, that's what I like.
Yeah, that's what you want out of a ski play-by-play, right? All right.
And Bodie Miller kind of looks like Chris Pratt, so I sort of want him to act like that, too. And he made made a joke about how being married is hard when you're on the World Cup circuit. And then later on, he had to retract that and apologize for it.
Gosh.
So we had that happen tonight.
That's always good. Like, take a moment to retract my statement.
I was making a joke. I'm sure. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So you got that. So we can catch Michaela Schifrin.
Right.
She's one of the big faces for the Olympics. She's going for gold a little bit later tonight. What else is on tonight?
So there were. We checked in with some speed skating. The Americans are not good at speed skating. It's all about the Dutch. So this was one of our best chances for the women to win. And they came in, Sarah, down 4th, 8th, and 28th. The girl who came in 4th is married to a Dutch skater. That was the closest that we got to it.
I love
that. That was just a few minutes. We also briefly checked in with men's skeleton, and we got to hear from Lee Diffie at the sliding center.
Okay,
so Lee Diffie.
What is it?
It's this guy named Lee Diffie, and he's very enthusiastic, and he works at the sliding center. Lee Diffie at the sliding center.
What is skeleton? What is that?
That's a good question. It's something kind of like luge. They sort of explained it, and I feel like every year they have to explain it. So it's but like, it's one person sliding down the tube.
So it's advanced luge, right?
And the guy, the American, is from Wisconsin, and his fans were wearing cheese heads.
Yeah.
There in South Korea.
There you go. Brought it through customs, got it all the way through. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that customs South Korean airport where they're like, what is this? Oh, it's a cheese head. It's we come from the land of cheese, and we put it on our head. It's a custom in the Midwest. all right. And then, of course, tonight, the big stuff was figure skating, right?
Yeah, but right before that, we saw men's downhill with my favorite Olympian, Bryce Bennett. If you don't know, do you know who this guy is?
I don't know who this is, no.
He's the tallest Olympian. He's 6'7". He has a great mustache. He chases bears through the woods.
A little setup piece for him, like where he's chasing bears?
Oh, no. This is research on my own.
All right. So what did he do well?
He's in 16th place. So tonight was all about the old people. Everyone was in their late 30s that won tonight. So he got beat by Axel Lundstedtal, who's one of the attacking Vikings, the Norwegian downhill skiers. And he's 35, so he's the oldest person to ever win a gold medal in downhill.
The Swedes and the Norwegians, they win the downhill skiing most of the time, right?
The Austrians and the Norwegians.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, close. Yeah. So my heart is still racing from the figure skating.
Oh, before we get to the figure skating, I remember yesterday or the day before I was trying to get my son to watch, and one of the things that I thought would grab his attention, because he didn't care about the big wipeout. There was a wipeout where I think the German skier went, you know, head first into the, as he was mm-hmm. going downhill. But then the Australian was, I think, or not the Austrian, who I think probably won. They interviewed him right away off his trial. And he had an Austrian accent. And I was like, oh, you got to check this out. This is going to be great. You know, and he did the Austrian accent and it was perfect. You know, like just, I don't know what it is.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah, exactly what I wanted. Still didn't care. And I was like, you never get an Austrian accent on American television. Like, this is what the Olympics are all about, Austrian accents. Anyway. All right, so figure skating.
Was he speaking English?
Yeah, he was speaking English.
But
it was so good. Yeah. It was, like, perfect, right out of Central Casting. And I was like, oh, this is great. No interest.
Yeah.
So, all right.
How are we going to get him interested in it? What's it going to be?
I don't know. I thought maybe it would... I don't think anything's going to do it. I mean... The figure skating has been the most intriguing, mostly because
snowboarding.
Yeah, I thought snowboarding was going to be it. No interest. I think you're competing with the iPad and it's not working. So I'm trying, but like I said,
well,
I'm running. Go ahead.
Last night I watched the dog show, Olympics, and Bachelor Winter Games all in one night. So that was my competition, and I got it all done.
I have a feeling he's going to get older, and he'll be in 8 years, he'll be 18, and be like, well, you know what? He'll be really into it, and be like, well, my dad really got me into this. So right now it's not working, but in 8 years it'll pay.
You're laying the groundwork.
Yes, exactly. All right, so the figure skating tonight, big event. This was the couples, right?
Yeah. Right, the pairs. So it was... the Chinese have been very, really dominant, and they were leading when they went into it tonight. So, Alonia Savchenko, mm-hmm. this is her fifth Olympics. She's she's Ukrainian, but she skates for Germany. She's 34, and her partner made a big mistake last night in the short. So they were coming in 5 points behind, and they were amazing. They were so good. It was like holding your breath.
Wow.
Good.
I love that.
And they won.
They did? They won the whole thing?
So they won the whole thing.
What happened to the Canadian, the one woman who looked like she was like Mary Lou Retton? Sort of vibe.
So she's, I'm into her in that she's vegan and she's saving dogs from South Korean farms. So they've put a ban on, because they eat dog in South Korea, they've put a ban on this within 40 miles of of Pyeongchang, but they've been like sneaking it in, and so a lot of groups are going and trying to save dogs. And so she's adopted two dogs from South
in
Korea.
In South Korea, like in the Olympic Village, she's just bringing dogs into the dorms.
Well, this seems to happen every Olympics. I don't think she's living in the dorms.
Oh, thought that's what the idea was. They all live in dorms or something like that.
Well, she's older too. Everything's really spread out. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure the logistics of it, but yeah, she's awesome. They came in third. Yeah.
What did the Americans do? The married couple.
They didn't even show the Americans.
They
did. It was like a film that's not screened for critics. With the Americans.
This is the married couple, right? They didn't even make it to the top 10 or whatever.
They were, you know, I don't even know what position it was, but they only showed the top six. They said that they had a disappointing skate last night, a disappointing skate tonight, but we're all supposed to be like happy that they just made it there.
NBC was banking on that Valentine's Day special. Married couple up there. And I watched one of their, I think it was during the team skate, and they did it, and I think he fell down a little bit. And that was the one point that I felt like I engaged with the family, because we're like, I wonder if she's really mad at him. Like, you know, like you wonder if, like, what, when you're doing the pair skate, if one of them goofs up, especially when it's not like a flip, like they're just skating and they trip,
yeah,
and they get points taken off. I wonder if they just start subtly and secretly judgmental.
That's what happened last night.
It did?
With the team that won, he made a mistake, a big mistake, and she was just like glaring at, you know, like, I don't think they talked until tonight, they were saying. And
come on. Yeah. All right, so who had the best costumes? Like, who was the best costumes of the figure skating tonight?
Well, the French totally dominate that. The French pair. They are, like, they were talking about them last night, that they're the cool team.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight she had on kind of, like, she was wearing pants, and it sort of had, like, it was very strappy. And his short program costume, I don't know if you saw that, looked like he had a blue band-aid across the front of it. But they're cool. And so if 4 years ago they started to let them use lyrics in music and the songs that they chose. So that's their thing too, is picking songs. Now, it's not really, I feel like it's kind of lame what they choose, but their long program has 5 million hits on YouTube, and it's because of the song. So for their short program, they use an Ed Sheeran song.
Yeah, we just gave away tickets, right?
Yeah, and then for their long program, or the free skates, they use, I would not know this unless they told me, a Disturbed, which is a Chicago band, cover of Sound of Silence by Paul Simon.
Just how Disturbed thought it would be used, right? When Disturbed was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this cover. And they're like, you know what would be great? I mean, a perfect scenario. Is if the foreign, like the French pairs, like did figure skating to this. And they're like, oh, we can dream. Let's take it from the top again.
So the contrast of that is, I wrote down what Johnny Weir said. So the Russian team comes out in the, like after the Chinese have skated, the Germans have skated, it's so thrilling. They come out in yellow and black polka dots. He has like, it looks like a clown tie on. It's ridiculous. And Johnny, and they skated to like a Christina Aguilera song, that Candyman song, which is kind of like sort of big band swingish.
Okay.
And Johnny Weir said, they are a little bit too square to be giving us this Candyman realness.
Johnny Weir is, Lipinski too. They're both stealing the show out there. They should just have 5 extra events for figure skating just so we can hear more of them. All right, Molly, that was great. Great update. I hope you can do that again for us maybe on Friday when we're back. We don't have a show tomorrow.
All right.
Whatever, just because this is, I feel like I was there with you. I feel like we watched it. Molly Green watching the Winter Olympics tonight so we don't have to, although we want to. Thanks, Molly.